Studio 360.
When you think of Twin Peaks, you see that image of Laura Palmer smiling in her prom picture. But there's another way we remember her and her face. And the New York Times TV critic Margaret Lyons is here with me to talk about that.
You know, Twin Peaks has sort of this iconic shot of Laura Palmer all sort of gray and decaying and wrapped in plastic. And that's one of the most iconic shots of television, period, but certainly one of the most from Twin Peaks. And then we have a spate of other shows that have centrally mysterious murders of beautiful teen women.
And everybody now pretty much agrees that Twin Peaks is where it all began for what we now call the beautiful dead girl trope. These days, you practically can't turn on television without seeing an example of this.
I guess it depends on what channel you're turning on,
yeah.
Right?
So
I think that
I turn to the Beautiful Dead Girl channel.
Yeah, sure. CBS.
Yeah.
No, I think.
Is that it? I don't turn to CBS.
No, I mean, I was joking because they have so many crime procedurals.
They do.
So I think Beautiful Dead Girl has become standardized, but we're also seeing just a rise in all kinds of television, period. So there are just more
right.
shows.
So the Beautiful Dead Girl is A, that it's on episodic television, really, mm-hmm. is what we're talking about, right? And is there a whole range of death, or are they always murdered by a man? Or how does that work?
I think the more standard sort of relationship between all these shows is that this girl's death is the central mystery that's guiding at least one, but sometimes more than one season of the show.
Right.
This is the drop in the center of the pond and the sort of rippling circles. And so we are seeing the townspeople and the police officers and the victim's family and sort of how they're coping with or not coping with loss and grief and confusion and also an ongoing investigation. When we're talking about the shows that we're talking about, like Twin Peaks and Veronica Mars and The Killing, the similarities there are beyond just there's a central character who has died or that it's a central teen girl who has died, but that we're also sort of exploring the ways in which our characters thought they knew her but didn't.
Right. Does it have to be a young woman?
So the shows that we're talking about primarily are young women, and they're primarily like 16, 17, 18.
Hmm.
So a lot of these shows focus on or address or are obsessed with this kind of emergent female sexuality, which is often goes hand in hand with murder in a lot of American pop culture. Certainly in horror movies, you know, you have sex,
like,
you will
house.
Be murdered,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
So
yeah.
That kind of terror around like this unbelievably potent strain of female sexuality, which is the high school girl sexuality.
Right.
I think a lot of the shows that we're talking about, and certainly the direct descendants of Twin Peaks, we're talking about teen girls.
So let's talk about the role that the sexual lives of these beautiful dead girl victims plays in this trope.
Oftentimes, it's that she had a secret, much older boyfriend. We've seen that in several shows, including Twin Peaks, including Veronica Mars, that sort of factors in. And I think that's part of the sort of panic that exists in regular life around, you know, like Lolita type and that being a sort of hot button kind of thing and something that drives a lot of drama. And generally, this is something that our central dead girl has hid from her parents. And so it's typically brought up as a way to indicate that they didn't really know her. And it's probably not that unusual for teenagers to not be forthcoming with their parents about their sex lives. But on shows like this, it's often something very dangerous, someone that her parents are maybe associated with, or some kind of secret, seedy underbelly sex work, often in some sort of surprisingly kinky ways that we're also going to be considering very bad and dangerous.
Which is such a common theme in these shows. Even Laura Palmer, turns out she got around a lot, so she wasn't really as innocent as everybody thought, and therefore she had it coming. That seems so retrograde in 2017 as a narrative idea, but you see it all the time, and it surprises me kind of.
I'm never surprised by the degree to which television and film are eager to degrade women. Like, I couldn't do my job if that kept surprising me because I'd never be able to write about anything else.
Yeah.
It's certainly distressing, and I wish there were more kinds of narratives about, you know, women not being murdered.
Yeah. So in Twin Peaks, the question, the brand, was who killed Laura Palmer. Through all these shows, and now that we've had 25 years of them, is that the prototype? And are the people who make the Beautiful Dead Girl shows today, are they thinking, yeah, it's kind of, it's Twin Peaks-y?
I don't know how you could not. Given the sort of overwhelming pervasiveness of Twin Peaks as sort of a cultural touchstone, it would be ludicrous to be making a TV show today that had some kind of central dead girl mystery in it and not think about Twin Peaks or not have someone at some point say like, oh, like Twin Peaks. And even if your response is no, 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 not like that. I mean, but it's not that there's nothing interesting there. Certainly true stories of missing or dead young women are compelling to us as a society. And trying to mine that for entertainment is not going to go away anytime soon. And I'm not sure that we've exhausted it as a genre, but I think, you know, I think considering many of these shows descendants of Twin Peaks is accurate.
Well, the other thing that we have seen in this same period since Laura Palmer, which also happens to be the cable news period, is the missing and or dead white girl phenomenon.
Yes.
Focus on white and beautiful if possible. I mean, JonBenet Ramsey, Natalie Holloway, Kaylee Anthony, J.C. Dugard, all these names I vaguely know because they were these white women victims, right?
Yeah, and we should be clear, a lot of, off the top of my head, I think every single show we're talking about is about a white victim. And when we're thinking about culture in general, we pay much more attention to white victims of crimes than we do to any kinds of, any, particularly women of color who are the victims of crimes. And certainly trans women and trans women of color are murdered at an alarming rate and out of sync with the rest of the population. But we're not getting the same kinds of wrenching stories about that because, you know, we live in a racist society.
That is certainly true. I've got, in fact, a clip here from the stand-up comedian Naomi Ekperigin talking about the white women victims on Law & Order.
It's amazing how every episode involves a white woman in peril. You know, it's like a white woman's in peril. That's how we get people to care, you know? And it's just nonsense. But if there's one thing that I feel like we should be taking away is that, like, white ladies, okay, Megan's, Sarah's, Becky's, okay? You guys have got to stop with the jogging at dawn and dusk. You gotta stop! You gotta stop! Honeys! I hate to go Jesse Jackson, but if the light is low, you should not go. Are you following me?
It is a very white narrative phenomenon, even as television has become less lily white.
Yes, and television has still a pretty long way to go. But no, we are seeing strides in television be more representative in general.
So, beautiful dead girl trope in general. I get how it, in its repetition, degrades women. But do you think it really is, in a significant way, an anti-woman thing?
Yeah, I think that really, really depends on the show. Because I think of Veronica Mars as an extremely empowered show and a show that has a lot to say about the sort of abilities and desires and the sort of fully understood selfhood of women, particularly teen girls. You know, I think of Veronica as a total heroine, as somebody that I would be happy for people to look up to. I think she's interesting and smart and determined, obviously has a lot of baggage and would benefit tremendously, I think, probably from therapy or something if she were a real person. But, you know, I don't think of Veronica Mars as a show that debases women. I think it's a show that acknowledges that women are the victims of sex crimes and men are the victims of sex crimes and that you can be a survivor of that and still have a full life and still have things that you're passionate about and can still be a very good investigator and can still help solve your best friend's murder and you know, take down these huge crime rings in your town and stuff.
Right. And with somebody like you who watches a jillion TV shows and has now I have discovered the even more encyclopedic knowledge of television than I anticipated. you must look at, just the names of the writers and see, oh, look, women wrote this and men wrote this. Does there seem to be any pattern in that men do it this way or women do it this way in terms of writers and showrunners and so forth?
I don't know. I think, you know, I mean, Veronica Mars, a showrunner for that is Rob Thomas. But I think it's important that he was a high school teacher for a period of time and spent a lot of time around young women and hearing how they talk and what they care about.
Right.
And so I think it's less important that certain shows are written by men and certain shows are written by women, and more the driving factor being, do we take teen girls seriously? And can we think about a teen girl and her ideas as serious? And so I think shows that can take you into the interior lives of women and show the fullness of that are good. And men can write those shows and women can write those shows. The truth is just that we don't have that many of them, period.
Right. Margaret Lyons, it has been a great pleasure talking to you about this. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure for me.
Margaret Lyons is a TV critic for The New York Times, where she recently published a terrific Twin Peaks refresher in advance of the Showtime revival.